Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please note that by listening to this podcast, you are consenting to being shocked, riled up, and quite possibly appalled. But why stop now?
Welcome to Loose Lips with me, Georgie Porter.
And me, Samira Mighty. We are your weekly dose of honesty, giving you a fresh new take on the stories of the week.
We are back recording from home, and this week, find out what made Samira say this.
She does annoy me sometimes. She's a bit like, calm down, why are you that stupid? And what made Georgie say this?
Oh, if she'd have ruined me. It was live. It was risky.
Oh my God, that would have scared me. Yeah, I would never have done that.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Can I just say?
Yeah.
I did a COVID test.
So did I.
Oh, how was it? Explain yours. What happened?
I threw up.
Oh, you made yourself gag.
But I had a protein shake before it, which was kind of stupid.
What flavor was it? Did you retaste
vanilla.
It?
And I recorded myself and I thought I want to record myself doing this. Yeah. And then I went to a different mirror, so you can't see me throwing up, but all you can hear is the throw up on the floor.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit. Came back negative though, so whoop whoop.
Yeah, that's good. We did a drive through, and like it's like ET or something, like a sci-fi film. Like nobody talks to you, and they phone you on like a phone. They hold up a sign that says "ring this number," and then you're talking to them in the car, but you can still hear them. So you're like, why are we talk? Like just talk to me to my face.
Oh my God!
And then like in the background, they're all like, "Rev your car." So we like revving the car because it's a cool car. I don't know. I don't get it. It's boy chat, and then. I did it all, and then you have to sit in the car, don't you? Make yourself go.
Oh, see, I did it at home.
Oh, you were at home. Well, then we had to do it in the nose, and then we're sneezing our heads off. Yeah. And then we drove round to the end, and it was like all like proper severe, like throw this in the bin, put your window up, don't do anything, don't do that.
Jesus.
But then at the end of it, one of the guys was like, "Can I get your autograph?" And I was like,
"Oh my what? God!" Well, at least you get a little sign out, and we got a little treat, didn't we?
He asked for your autograph after he was like, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." But here, can you also put your arm around me and can we have a photo together?
Yeah,
could you kiss my cheek as well in the photo? That would be great. Yeah, thanks.
Can I get in your car with you and just say, "Can you just drop me off at that shop?"
Your pen, like literally. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, it was crazy. Maybe you saw my techers on my bud gag, so that's what I'm thinking. Just went really well.
I'm done. Hell.
So I haven't actually had a test yet. I just, you know, haven't had anything that's prompted me to get a test, you know. Yeah. Do they do throat and nose?
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to throw first, but then the same bud has to go for your nose, which I find weird.
So you've got to, at least they don't do nose first and then in your mouth, because I wouldn't want, you know, my bogeys in my mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's disgusting, though.
Liverpool are doing tests everywhere, like everyone. So you get, like, I feel like it's a big scary thing, like, of the test, but doing it and actually going through with it is completely okay. And it's not that scary. And I think it's just, you should get rid of that thing in your head.
It's good peace of mind.
And mine is negative, by the way, also. So, yeah.
Yeah. I've got another one, actually, next week, which we had to pay for because I've got a photo shoot while they're paying for it. It's £250.
Whoa, do you get like antibodies as well? Like, is it that you know about?
I don't
that?
Know what it is. It's a walk in one, but it's a next day delivery thing, private hospital.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I think getting tested makes you feel better, it gives you peace of mind. What about so what about Christmas? How are you
don't
feeling?
Care. Literally don't care. No, not don't care one bit. Not one little bit. Though some of the Christmas adverts have made me well up.
Christmas
yeah.
adverts. Yeah, the ballerina.
The ballerina one was good.
I cried when she danced on the roof.
I know, oh God, it was amazing.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And what is another one? I like the little carrot that's trying to find its way home.
Oh, with the hedgehog.
Yeah, it's so cute. I literally welled up a little bit, but I thought, why are you rushing to go home when you're literally just going to get eaten?
Oh,
it's so true, though.
That's what every carrot wants, though. It's their destiny. They want
their
to be eaten.
In the roast dinner.
Feed his little family first, then he gets chomped up.
Can we also talk about the controversy around the Sainsbury's ad? Isn't that mad?
Why are people stressing out about it?
Because I don't know why. I just can't watch it right now.
It's an amazing advert. It's great.
My favourite response to it was like, so you're okay to identify the carrot, but you'd rather not identify with the people in the Sainsbury's advert. Isn't that ridiculous?
God. Yeah.
They said like a white Christmas or something.
Oh, it infuriates me.
So
why are people still so stupid and ignorant?
I know, I literally just can't even be arsed. I'm just like, fuck you. Like, fuck you.
Well, it's my birthday on Christmas Day. I know your birthday's been and gone, Sam, and I know you had a really sad time in lockdown, but I have it every time. I'm just going to say about it again that Christmas is basically like a lockdown. So there we go. Can't wait. Yay.
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 No, it's going to be fine.
It's gonna be I just feel like something magical is gonna happen and we're gonna have the best time.
You're gonna get babies and get married.
Whoa, can we stop saying that? Because
Sun newspaper journalist, are you listening? Right, okay, no. Sam, can you say that again and enunciate really clearly so they have it on the record? Okay, ready? Listen guys, get your pens ready. Go, Sam. Here's your headline. We'll do the work for you.
You're freaking out families across the place here, guys. There's other people involved that's freaking people out. You're going to get any D if it comes to this time.
Oh, my Lord.
It's right. It'll be scaring him off. Well, I can't wait for Christmas. But I can because I'm going to be really old, but I can't wait.
How old are you going to be? How old are you?
33.
So
well, you've not seen me for ages. I might have got a few wrinkles.
Listener letter number uno from Olivia. Hi, Samira and Georgie, or should I say, deck the halls. Okay. I am such a nut for Christmas. The tree is already up and I just can't wait already. I sometimes even have two advent calendars. Oh, cheeky. One for November and one for December as I get so excited. Now, I want to know, is it too much like my friends always say? When do you both start getting excited about Christmas? Big ass kiss. Never. Literally never. I can't you know what, I'm not a Scrooge. I just think as you get older you don't get presents and all that shit. Like it just like I can buy everything myself now, or like I don't know, I'm just chilling. It's another day really.
Yeah, I feel like it's about people being around and being there for each other, me personally, because I really, really love it when people just turn up at my door on Christmas Day, because I just need that little boost. And I suppose presents, they come and go now. I always think that. Presents come and go.
Yeah.
You buy yourself things, so that's okay. No, it doesn't really matter. Although I've got an amazing advent calendar. You get little beauty stuff in from Glossy Box, which I'm not even plugging, but I'm just literally saying it's the best thing ever. But I think...
Glossy Box are good.
Yeah, like a little countdown to Christmas is the best. I just think the whole thing around Christmas, like the lights, people just getting cheery and mulled wine and... Obviously, Christmas markets won't probably be there, which is
mad.
So there won't be a lot
of
things.
Winter Wonderland would be now as well.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of things at Christmas this time. So I feel like it's really important to be there for each other and turn up to places if you can, if we're allowed at the time. Like at the bottom of your garden thing, like, hi everyone, Merry Christmas, just to be there for people. I think it's important Christmas time. I'm gonna go sentimental here. I've literally lost half of my family, like they're not there anymore, and it's really sad time because obviously they're not there and I miss them, and it's just a time to go, do you know what, these people aren't here right now. It's really sad. Some people will go through this and it's sad, but it's just, there's hope in the world.
Deep.
Christmas brings us together. Yes.
I'd rather sit on a beach with a paella than a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Or in the sea.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good Christmas.
My mum's going away for Christmas. Well, we hope so.
Where's she going?
Tenerife.
Lovely.
Two advent calendars I can agree with.
There you go. There she is.
I've decided this year, for the first time, to get myself a bougie advent calendar.
Yeah, get on.
Do you guys have any recommendations? Are there any that you've seen or any that you like? I'm thinking maybe a cheese one.
Cheese? You can't have cheese behind windows for months. No way.
No, there is cheese ones. Maybe you have to keep them in the fridge, though.
Yeah, there's going to be probably some mad strong cheese.
That's weird. You can't put a blue Stilton in your mouth at 8 a.m.
Like when you get to day 25, you're like, oh, it must be a Stilton. It's like, no, it was actually a cheddar, but it's been sat there for a month.
Sat there.
And you've got parmesan shavings on the 17th of December. Like, what are you going to do with them? Like, what?
Sprinkle them on my cereal.
Cheese strings on the 4th, camembert on the 12th.
I think you can get cool bougie advent calendars. Like, it's got like little bits. You can get a Yankee candle one.
Can you? Oh, I love that. Mm. I love that. How heavy is that?
How do you have a manual?
Yeah, I know. So many.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the glossy box.
I got given one.
Nice.
Yeah, that. I don't know if it was glossy box. I can't remember what one it was, and I just took them all out.
No, I've had it for ages, just waiting, just patiently.
Just waiting for it.
Yeah.
Little bits of mascara and all that.
Oh, the best.
I just bit my lip. I hate that.
There is a friends reunion. Be a plan to begin filming.
What?
Oh, wow. Yes. It's a special one-off show featuring the whole of the original cast. The show, set in New York, originally aired from 1994 to 2004. The final show was watched by 52.5 million viewers in the US, making it the most watched TV show of the 2000s.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Friends is life.
Yeah, it's good. I only recently watched it, to be honest, like maybe over lockdown,
what?
The first
really?
One. Yeah, literally never watched it before. I never got the appeal,
wow.
But I actually do. I did enjoy it. Like, I thought it was really good.
Oh,
I just didn't
incredible.
Watch the last episode because it looked too sad.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, it looked really sad.
I remember as a kid, obviously in the 90s, watching it every Friday night, and it was on at 9 o'clock Friday night, and you'd watch that, and you'd literally hang on till next week. Until it came
out.
Oh,
and it was like come out in like episodes.
Yeah, it was. Oh, this is just the best. You wouldn't really go out, you'd wait and watch Friends inside.
Oh my God.
And then like watch it again. Don't you just see every single episode? And you're like, oh my God, I know this one, but you just watch
it's quite
it.
It's good. It's quite good to have in the background. For example, say if you're doing like cleaning or like just you want something like fun to put on before you kind of go to bed or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite a good background.
It's iconic.
Thing, and then you actually end up watching it.
Yeah, it's the best. And also, I don't know who my favourite is. Like, who's your favourite? I go through phases. I think it's Ross right now.
Maybe, Ross's jokes.
Oh, I love Ross.
Maybe Joey.
Joey, yeah. I've had it, yeah. He's been my one for a while.
Or Phoebe's funny.
Phoebe, but then she annoys me sometimes.
She does annoy me sometimes. She's a bit like, calm down, why are you that stupid? I do like Monica. To be fair, I go through phases. Oh, I like Chandler as well.
Same. I love them all. I remember they did it all again from the beginning to the end and I watched it the whole time. Oh, do you know what I saw once as well? Once there was a clip where Monica wasn't Monica and it was just some random girl sat and they cut
what?
To her and it was just some other woman and then it went back.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, what?
Yeah. It's a massive mistake in the show and there's just a lady sat there and it's not Monica and then it goes back to
someone. What
is this
editing?
Yeah, it's like literally as if like they thought it'll never ever be re-shown again.
Oh my God, that is too much.
It was so weird. I saw it with a friend and we both went, oh, what did we just see? Sky Rewind.
It's going to be interesting because I'm guessing they're going to have their like life, like, is Monica still going to be with Chandler or is it just like a friends reunion?
So what is this 17 years on from then? Oh
Jesus, it's going to be weird because they're not going to be as funny, I feel.
Yeah, they've got a lot to
Jennifer
live up to
Aniston's
right now.
Still the same.
She's brilliant.
Yeah,
she's like
a good
funny
actress.
But not funny, isn't she? Like, how
yeah
is
she's
she
dry funny?
Funny. Yeah, they're just genius people.
No, that'll be interesting. I know a lot of people will be dying over that.
Yeah, I think it's going to have the most viewers in the world ever.
Yeah, oh my God. I can't wait.
What a day. What a night. to watch.
What a night to be alive.
We'll be right back with more news and letters from the listeners after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. We have a weird crush this week from Anonymous. Since I was about 10, I've always had such a big crush on Nick Grimshaw, as in the Radio 1 DJ. In fact,
yes.
I snogged someone in a nightclub specifically because they look like him. No wow. other reason.
I've always been like, when I've gone to Radio 1 and met Nick, I've always been like, oh, he's the coolest.
Charismatic,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say the word intimidating because he befriends you and he's like, looks after you so well. So it's not that, but mm-hmm. I feel in my mind he's such a big deal.
Like, yeah, no, he's a really huge DJ. My cousin loves him.
He's like,
she even calls him Grimmy.
Yeah, he, like, he knows everyone. He's just so cool. He's just down with everything. And actually, once he did a trick. I did a trick on my friend, and we pretended there was a badger in my room. It was the funniest thing
what?
Ever.
I get it.
Yeah, it was
on the show.
Yeah, on the show, we phoned my best friend. You did this thing where you phoned anyone in your phone book.
I remember that. Oh my gosh, I remember that. And you've got to, it's like a friendship test.
Yeah.
And amazing.
And then you have to blag your friend as this lie. And my lie was, I was crying, going, Chan, there's a badger in my room. And my friend was like, oh my God, are you okay? What should we do? And she like really went with it. And then afterwards, I was like, hi, you're on Radio 1.
Ah, imagine she said something really outrageous.
Oh, if she'd have ruined me. It was live. It was risky.
Oh my God, that would have scared me. Yeah, I would never have done that.
Oh, it was so good. He's great.
He's a nice person.
Yeah, he's great. I'd fancy him. I have a crush. I'd say it's a crush.
Question. Yeah, I think it's weird. Like our lovely anonymous writer-inner, weird crusher, have you ever kissed or gotten off anyone because they look like someone else that you fancied?
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
You got off as well because they look like Channing Tatum? Did you think it was him or you knew it wasn't?
Well, I think you fancy him, don't you? You're like, and then you kiss him, and then afterwards you're like, oh, that's why. I don't think I went out to do that.
You know. Who have you been fancying recently? Let us know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure to hit 5 stars and leave your weird crush in the comments.
Woo! Okay, the newspaper, The Telegraph, ran a story on Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect, that picked up some heat.
Oh.
It was titled, Why Kamala Harris is the Modern Beauty Icon the World Needs, centred on her fashion and beauty. It was met with backlash. Why do people have to backlash these kind of things?
So I think what happened here is that The Telegraph ran a story about Kamala Harris's like beauty. And it was met with like, she's just been elected as, you know, the vice president-elect. And you choose to just focus like on her makeup. Like, why would you choose to focus on that? But then that backlash is met with other backlash. Like, you know, it would be ignorant to think that those things aren't important to a woman. Like, of course, yeah, she's got to think about her image. Of course, she's got to think about her makeup and her appearance.
Yeah, like, I think this just stands with people's opinions in life. When sometimes people, you have to understand other people's opinions, and everyone needs to understand that other people have opinions rather than just shouting their own arguments all the time. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do get that. I mean, I do also get the other side of, like, vice president. Maybe they expect them to write something more like intellectual, yeah, more educational. Well, however, like, it doesn't, yeah, really matter, like, because she is, you know, it's the first woman vice president, so they are, yeah, gonna have to, they are gonna say something about her fashion, beauty, you know, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
But, well, she's like icon now, like, for everyone, yeah, because proper, she's pushed so many boundaries and so much, and she's got through so much power in men to push herself there. So
yeah.
And she's done it by looking good as well. I don't know. I think...
Yeah, she looks great. I think people just need to chill the fuck out.
Because not everyone comments on everyone's, like, women's beautiful. Do you know what I mean? So I do think, yeah, it is nice that...
Yeah, and it's nice that Paper's actually doing that as well.
Yeah, but then also the reason she is there is because she's just so intelligent and did it for her own wit and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see her rule.
Yeah, I love it.
Hell. P.S. Have you watched The Crown?
No. Have you?
Fuck.
Have you finished it? Oh my god.
Charlotte, please tell me you watched The Crown.
So the thing is that I fell off series one, so I think I need to watch it all again.
Oh my god. Oh, bless you.
Yeah, it's long.
But people have said that I can jump in at series three.
Is like, he has done a fucking good. She's exactly like her. Like, exactly like her.
Oh, that's so good. Wow.
She's only 24.
Apparently, it's the best job an actress has done, because quite a few people have had a stab at it.
Really, it's difficult, and she's really, yeah, done well.
Yeah.
Like, as in, if you see, and Margaret Thatcher as well. I don't know if the actor who plays her, her name's like Gillian something.
Gillian Anderson. She
plays Margaret Thatcher amazingly. She's like, her voice is bare like that.
God, I appreciate actresses so much when they do stuff like that. It's just, you go, wow.
Same with English actors. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, It's hard enough putting on like an American accent all the time, but when it's like English history, it's difficult to get.
Yeah, when it's people you've seen and you know.
Yeah, and period about. Time. Yeah. It's really difficult. So good. Well done. From Anonymous. Dear Samir and Georgie, I feel a bit nervous for sending this in as I have no idea where you'll land. I'm 27 years old, 28 in a few weeks, and I consistently date younger men. My cutoff point is 20. Oh my gosh. But I recently feel like I'm being judged for dating men who are younger than me, but men don't get judged for the same thing. What do you think? I do get that. They don't get judged for the same thing, but bro.
Yeah, no. So if you would, yeah, well.
Because that's like, for example, I'm 25. If I dated someone 8 years younger than me, what's that?
Yeah.
That's kind of gross. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, like, you're just different levels of thought process. There's no way.
But I feel like when you're 50 and it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, you've lived more life, I think. Me personally, as my own opinion and what I've witnessed and what I've been through, is that there's a 10-year difference age gap for me compared to a boyfriend that would be 10 years different. There'll be no connection or no chats.
Journey.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to talk about with a guy that age, because they're on TikTok and I'm not, and my stories are like zig and zag back in the day with Dance Mania 93. If you don't know what that is, then I can't date you.
No clue. But I think it's probably just like, I think it's also, you're not on the same wavelength. Like, as a 28-year-old, you could be looking to settle down and also have a baby, even life, depends where you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Buy a house. And if you're 20, what, you've just gone to uni?
Yeah, and then what's the guy thinking? Like, does he want to date you for a little bit and then just really run off and date loads
down.
Of other girls?
Yeah, like, probably not. So
it's tricky.
It's just an opinion, but it's a difficult one, because I don't feel like you can have a lengthy and healthy relationship when the person's too young. I feel like if you're like 50 and then like the wife
40.
Or husband is 40, that's fine, because you're both old enough to know exactly what you want.
Yeah,
and I feel like as a younger boy, they don't know.
But then you might, Anonymous, it might come back around, and then when you are 50 and they're 40, you might both go, oh, actually, we had a really good time then. Let's try it for real. You never know.
That's wishful thinking, I think. Yeah. 50 to 20. Imagine a 20-year-old being like, see you in 30 years, boo.
Well, it's happened before. You never know.
To be fair, yeah. School, what's it called? Childhood sweethearts.
Yeah.
Picking up as older people.
I never rule anything out, I'd say.
I know what you mean.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips with Tamira Mighty and Georgie Porter. We will be back next Monday with our take on the week, but we'll also be bringing you a bonus episode every Thursday. Extra lippy on Thursdays. It's all about you, so make sure you get in touch.
Subscribe so you don't miss a thing, and rate and review whilst you're there. Plus, tell your friends.
This podcast is about you too. Get involved by emailing looselips@createproductions.com with your dilemmas for us to solve.
You can find us at Samira Mighty and at the Missy Porter. This is a Create podcast in collaboration with Intertalent Rights Group. See you next time.
Goodbye. See you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.